America Weekend.
You have made it to the place, America Weekend, and so nice to have you. Welcome. I'm Valerie Smaldone. The program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends, and throughout the show, I have all kinds of interesting friends and experts checking in with all kinds of information. Information I love to give out, and I love to know about new information, so I'm always scouring publications, periodicals, web information to find out something new. So we have a little feature here, news you may have missed. Things that may have completely gone past your scope of vision over the last week or so that I'm here to tell you about. So some interesting news, starting with, let's see, where should we begin? A survey came out about the top and the bottom on the fast food chain. What people are experiencing, how they like to enjoy the fast food world. And the article quotes America's least favorite fast food chain. And I was shocked when I saw the survey. At the bottom of the survey of America's least favorite fast food chains, you ready? McDonald's. McDonald's used to be the one. Everybody loved McDonald's. They love the French fries. They love the hamburger. They love the service. They love the colors. McDonald's is at the bottom of the survey. At the top of the survey, Chick-fil-A, very, very favorable, doing very well. In 2015, it was rated number 77. And in 2016, it was rated number 79. So I think that is good. The higher the number, the better. The lower the number, not so good. So Chick-fil-A, following Chick-fil-A, Papa John's. So those are the top two. And then in smaller increments, Little Caesars, Panera Bread, Arby's, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, Chipotle, Domino's, and like that. But yeah, McDonald's at the bottom of the list. So how things change, right? Very, very interesting. That's one of the news stories you may have missed. Another news story, very fascinating in the science world, is that we have, the United States has a spacecraft that's in Jupiter. Yes, a NASA spacecraft reached Jupiter this past week after a five-year voyage. And I complained for a three-hour car drive, a five-year voyage to head to the outer limits of Jupiter. So what's going to happen is that there's going to be all kinds of testing going on. Juno approached its target. It fired a rocket engine to slow itself down and slip into the orbit of Jupiter. And this is tricky, apparently, but it worked. So this is all very interesting. The plans are that Jupiter is going to swoop within 3,000 miles of Jupiter's clouds, which is closer than previous missions, to try and figure out the planet's gravity and magnetic fields, to learn about its interior makeup. And this is going to happen in late August. And then they say that the whole spacecraft will just crash into the planet, never come back due to all kinds of circumstances. So interesting world out there. And finally, top cities around the world, according to Travel and Leisure magazine, this is a global concept. Number one here in the United States, Charleston, South Carolina. Congratulations to the United States. We got to number one with Charleston. And then Chiang Mai in Thailand, San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, Florence in Italy is number four. The Luang Prabang in Laos, Kyoto, Japan is number six, New Orleans in Louisiana, Barcelona, Savannah, Georgia, and Cape Town, South Africa. So there you have it in the survey of the top cities in the world. News you may have missed here on America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone. Much more coming up, so stick around.
Welcome to American Biker Minute on a car, this heavy shift assist part is as big as a grapefruit. Same part on a motorcycle is the size of a dime. If this little part breaks, only the most brave among us will forego the tow. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A Harley throwout bearing from ABM Softail can be seen at AmericanBikerMinute.com. A failing throwout bearing telegraphs impending doom when it's necessary to constantly readjust the clutch cable every few dozen miles. Bikers who ignore their dime-size $15 throwout bearing could eventually lose the clutch function altogether, necessitating an in-gear push to restart, followed by no stoplights, right-hand turns, all the way home. Don't ask me how I know. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.